Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Start your next night out right with fabulous Italian food and, of course, great service. Book your table at paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
The actors were on in Sydney yesterday to honour Australian TV and film, and Rebel Wilson flew in just for the occasion and skipped quarantine somehow and looked stunning in a black mini dress. There were some big names on the red carpet, including actor-president Russell Crowe, Eric Banner, directors Baz Luhrmann and Taika Waititi, and Jurassic Park star Sam Neill. The big winners, Stan's Knit Tram, swept the film category while the newsreader dominated the TV awards. But it was Rebel Wilson's surprise revelation about her first time meeting Russell Crowe that got everyone talking.
I have to tell you guys a story about the very first time that I met Russell. I was a young actor, I was like 19, and he was sitting there having dinner with Nicole Kidman, and I was like, oh my God. And I went up to them and I was like really nervous, and he turned to me and he looked me right in the eyes and he just said, F off.
Sounds about right.
It's a true story.
The People's Choice Awards were on in Los Angeles, with Black Widow being named Movie of the Year and Scarlett Johansson taking out Best Female Movie Star. Dwayne Johnson won Best Comedy Star and Male Star of the Year. Disney's Cruella won Drama Movie of the Year. Luca won Family Movie of the Year, and Free Guy won Comedy Movie of 2021.
Ellen DeGeneres was awarded Best Daytime Talk Show for her final season. It's a nice way to go out. And Kim Kardashian was awarded the Fashion Icon of the Year and then thanked her ex-husband Kanye.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
So many amazing designers like Ricardo and Olivier that really believed in me. Well, probably were like talked into it by getting a call from Kanye, so thank you, you know, to Kanye even for really introducing me to the fashion world.
Ah, that's great. And Christina Aguilera was honoured with the first ever Icon Award and then blew the roof off with a stunning medley performance.
She sure can. And if you love Kristen Bell, check out her latest Netflix series dropping in January. The title is a cracker. It's called The Woman in the House Across from the Street from the Girl in the Window.
Really?
Right? Yeah. So Kristen is the girl in the window who spends her heartbroken days drinking and staring out into a world she doesn't want to join, until the handsome new neighbour moves in with his adorable daughter, and then she witnesses a murder. Or did she?
Someone has been murdered.
What happened?
Nothing happened.
What?
It's illegal to make a false report, Anna.
Hey.
Hello, Anna. How are you feeling?
Crazy.
How's the drinking?
Great.
And the pills? You know not to combine them with alcohol, right?
I'm not.
That could contribute to the hallucinations.
I just feel like I'm falling apart. Like a house of cards. Like a sandcastle when the tide has come in. Like a rickety chair. Or an old jalopy, I don't know.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.